This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Diversions. I hope that you're fine and well today. There's an interesting book called Beginning Again, Life After a Relationship Ends, written by Terry Hershey. In one of the chapters, Terry tells the story of some street vendors in Hong Kong. It was a busy street, as you'd expect in Hong Kong, and these people were trying to sell their wares, and there was one man who sat next to his pushcart. Terry Hershey stopped and asked what he was selling, and here's what the man said. He said, "I don't sell anything. Instead, I buy things. I buy broken things because my joy comes in fixing what is broken." Now, that story reminded me that there are lots of people in that world who need a little bit of attention or help in their journey of life. And I say that because life has a habit of hurting us, and there are casualties, probably we could call them casualties of the spirit along the way. Maybe that's how you feel. But there is some hope, and I want to consider Jesus for a moment. Now, Jesus, who understood things like rejection, torture, and even death. And if you saw the movie Passion of the Christ, you might recall the full horror of those brutal hours that he experienced in his suffering and death on the cross. Jesus rose from the dead. He's alive today. He helps us to get beyond brokenness. Now, there's nothing new in this because brokenness has affected people for centuries. Now, let me think for a moment in the Bible, in Luke's Gospel. There's a story here where Jesus brought healing from brokenness to a woman who was a prostitute, and she was shunned by society, especially the religious establishment. And Luke's gospel has been referred to as the gospel for the outcasts. Luke's gospel, the good news for broken people. Anyway, one day, Jesus was with a Pharisee, and he was there for dinner with this Pharisee when a prostitute gatecrashed the event, weeping and spilling perfume onto his feet. And the Pharisee was horrified at this and secretly denounced Jesus as someone who should have known better. He should have known who that woman was. She was hardly a respectable person. And yet Jesus told this man, Simon, that this woman's sins were forgiven. And this is what Jesus said to her: "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Now, what an amazing statement. Now, wouldn't he have said something like, "You should be more discreet in your work. You should go and get a proper life"? But no, he didn't. He didn't offer a survival tip or good advice. He brought healing for that situation and that day and changed that woman's life. Probably changed it forever. Jesus was among people as the Son of God who buys broken things, if you like, and that's people. He fixes them. Jesus found joy in healing and saving broken people. So this woman wasn't concerned about protocol or political correctness. Jesus met her there as an outcast from society because of her life. She obviously wanted to change, but Jesus offered forgiveness for someone in society who didn't deserve it. Other people reckoned she deserved condemnation. I can imagine Simon and his colleagues that day feeling very angry, very indignant. How could Jesus offer mercy to her? Well, he did forgive her. And it reminds me clearly that forgiveness is an expression of grace, and that grace is undeserved. She didn't deserve it, but she got it. And those last words of Jesus to that woman were the words, "Go in peace." What tremendous words, "go in peace." That means to go in shalom, meaning salvation, or to go in wholeness. But where could this woman go? Well, she had her past. She couldn't go into the synagogue because the church there, they would have thrown her out. She couldn't return to her family because of the shame that she had brought them. So she probably had to go back on the streets where nobody wanted her. It was Professor Fred Craddock, who is one of America's greatest preachers. He said, "What she needs is a community of forgiven and forgiving sinners. This story screams the need of a church, not just any church, but a church that says, 'You are welcome here.'" So I think we can remember that whatever mistakes we make or misjudgments we've rendered or sins we've committed, we are never beyond God's forgiveness. Because let me say to you that God specializes in helping broken people, and broken hearts are sometimes harder to fix than broken health. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are there. We need wisdom and skill. Lord, we want to fulfill our lives, but we know that your love is there. Help us today. And Lord, help people who are broken in their spirit. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.